We gather today, in the words on our service sheet, to celebrate the life of Alan Conkleton. His departure being sudden, that leaves our minds numbed, and through this we realise, once again, as many of us are getting older ourselves, we are reminded of our own human vulnerability. But Alan had a faith, a Christian faith, which gave him genuine hope and strength. And for ourselves too, there is that opportunity to receive Jesus Christ and what he offers, the good news of Christ. And what we say, sing, and hear through this service can help us to cope with our natural human feelings of grief, loss, and sadness. So we come to thank God for Alan's wonderful life. We will formally commend him to God, and later his body will be cremated. I say formally commend because I believe he is firmly safe with Christ Jesus. But in this time together, we who are yet to take the step of faith that Alan has can come to an acceptance and express our own faith and feelings of sorrow as we reflect together on the goodness of God we saw in Alan's life. So before I lead us in prayer, we just take a little silence to call to mind our thoughts and our feelings of why Alan was special to us and how he touched our lives. Let us pray. O God of all consolation, your Son Jesus Christ was moved to tears at the grave of Lazarus, his friend. Look with compassion on your children in their loss. Give to troubled hearts the light of hope and strengthen in us the gift of faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite Gareth to come and read the eulogy.
Son of Joseph William and Edith, Alan Conkleton was born on the 3rd of March 1945. Dad was an only child and was born in the heart of Geordieland, Walker, Newcastle upon Tyne. He was a proud Geordie, despite living in Cheshire for more than half his life, always kept his distinctive accent and his love of Newcastle United. Born into a modest family, Dad studied intensively at school and then technical college. A high-achieving student, determined to better himself but never lose the grounding of his modesty. Having cycled into a lamppost whilst distracted by a girl, the resourceful Sea Scout who built his own canoe soon found that going to the dance hall for a jive was a far safer way to gain their attention. Well, he definitely did that when he spotted Doreen Cadwallader across the hall. It was love at first sight, although it took some courage and regular jiving at the dance hall. He finally caught Mum's eye. She was the love of his life. They were married on the 22nd of June, 1968, creating a strong, successful and loving partnership which will live with us eternally. As Dad built a successful career at R.W. Gregory & Partners, and whilst living in Durham, they had the two sons, myself and Alex. Having moved to Knutsford within a couple of years, Mum and Dad completed the family with the birth of Helen. The following 44 years created a home full of memories. Christmas days, New Year's Eves, birthday parties, Sunday dinners, round table and 41 club parties. We'd forgotten just how many of these they were until we were going through the family photo albums last week. And of course the pugs, Captain Pugwash, Princess Sally and Susie. There are so many memories that only a mum, dad and their children can enjoy. And it's hard to pick out just a couple. But one of the things we all remembered was Eurocamp holidays, travelling across Europe by car every year, listening to endless hours of Queen, Meatloaf and other power ballad musical classics. Timing for the ferry was often an issue and took the form of going very fast on the French autoroutes, just making it on time. Or on one occasion when we arrived a whole day early and had to sleep overnight in the car. But nothing fazed Dad. And no matter the issue, schedule or rush around, there was always time for a coffee and a cigar. He always joked we knew every coffee shop in Europe because of Dad. We were lucky enough that for many years we often got an extra mini break, and as Mum and Helen took off to a sunshine island, Dad, myself and Alex would hit the slopes. We had some fantastic ski trips over the years, predominantly in France, Switzerland and Italy. And yes, we did try some basic tricks. And yes, Dad, Alex said, that was a jump. In the times before sat-nav became the norm, Dad's sense of direction often surpassed even the map when abroad. And on one occasion, Mum became so exasperated with Dad knowing better that the map left the car through the window. Dad was the sort of gentleman that quietly created success. For example, at R.W. Gregory's, where he became one of the partners. And he made sure that they upheld the highest standards of governance. Dad couldn't really comprehend why any of us would mention wanting to change jobs or saying what we did was boring. He took great pride in what he'd done and often told us that he'd enjoyed every single day of his working life. Dad also achieved fellowship of the Institute of Chartered Secretaries and Administrators, hanging his certificate on the wall with pride. Now, Mum, she used to say that golf ruined a nice walk, but she soon changed her tune when Dad took early retirement, and along with Helen, Dad joined High Lee Golf Club as a founder member. Helen took up golf because Dad needed somebody to play with, and so that she could watch where his ball went when he lost it. Dad really enjoyed getting out on the golf course and was delighted when he got a handicap, and he made some great golfing buddies, often meeting at the clubhouse for a post-round coffee or even going on golfing breaks. Dad used to spend quite some time as a member of the Tatton Club too, a Knutsford snooker house. He was president of Tatton Club more than once. There, he had some lifelong friends. And with his keen eye for angles and competitive spirit, he was a dab hand at snooker, winning many a competition. He put that spirit to use at the Manchester Property Gun and Punt Club too, where Dad would go to clay pigeon shoot. Not to be forgotten, whilst Mum joined Lady Circle, Dad enjoyed many years of membership of Round Table, where he became chairman and subsequently joined 41 Club. The house is packed full of photographs from all the events they took over the years, the dinners, the parties, quite a few held at the house, and the fancy dress cabaret shows. The years were filled with enormous fun. During the F1 season, Dad could always be found glued to the telly. An avid F1 follower from the 1970s, Dad took his love of racing and cars in general, from his BMW Isetta to Sunday runs on the Yamaha and his Mercedes-Benz. We often visited Alton Park when, where we were growing up, sitting in the back of the car with a flask on the hill, or taking part in multiple track days, including when all of us went motorcycle racing at Cadwell Park. Getting your bike license in our family was the law. A great dad becomes a greater granddad. With the same verve shared with his 8 grandchildren, ranging from 24 years to 4 years old. Louise, Joseph, Arabella, Isabel, Annika, Angelica, Marnie, and Robin. He threw himself joyfully into the role of granddad, often visiting Chester Zoo, pushing swings, providing cuddles and chats. This was something that Dad was able to do more of after Mum passed away, as visiting family was so important to Dad. Dad liked to keep himself in those following years as busy as possible and added a few more clubs to his belt alongside his existing commitment on the St. Cross Church Parish Council. Although he could never remember the right words and sometimes even the tune, he loved to sing. So we joined Knutsford Beats. With his distinctive bass voice, he added an extra tone to their wonderful recitals, and he enjoyed all the performance and companionship. He also took up bulls and joined a wine club. But Mum was the love of his life, and every month for those 5 years after she died, Dad bought fresh flowers to lay on her final resting place right here at St. Cross. He spoke with Mum often and kept flowers and Mum's order of service on the centre of the dining room table, where we had all shared so many family meals together. Despite the smile he showed, he was forever heartbroken, a pain we feel so acutely. But our father will live on through us, my brother, my sister and I, and within all our families and beyond, his lasting legacy. Dad was so much to so many that Dad really cannot be summarized in a eulogy. His early passing has been such a huge shock, but in our hearts, he did not die. He's just gone to see Mum. We hope you found each other and are jiving in heaven. And finally, Dad, we all agree how incredibly proud of you we are, with your determination to get out and to continue to enjoy life after Mum, and that will remain with us forever. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gareth. If I could ask Alex to come and read the lesson, please.
5 years and 26 days ago, I read this Bible reading in memory of my mother. And now I read it in memory of my father. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, you there may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid."
So with the peace that Jesus brings, we stand to sing the hymn, "Abide With Me."
Darkness.
words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, the first six words of my message say Alan was an extremely sociable character, but I think we all know that, don't we? What a sociable character he was. And that cover picture on your service sheets, and there's a larger version just here, I think says it all. Where he sat, content with a pint of beer and giggling with that deep, throaty laugh that we all knew. And that sociability, you said in your tribute, expanded after Doreen passed away as he sought to immerse himself more deeply into the community, making friendships and touching lives. We all have our own special memories of Alan. And I did have the pleasure of playing at Crosstown Bowling Club with him on occasions on a Wednesday lunchtime when he was desperate for a bowling partner. And I'm really sorry, but my lack of practice did mean that when we played together, we never finished as winners. But naturally, my main interaction with him was as his vicar. Here, where he served on the church council in the earlier parts of my tenure, read lessons on Sundays, supported the transport rota, ordered the consumables that we use here, and was a regular participant on work days. The advent of COVID and the lockdowns were difficult for him, with his children being geographically split apart. And he was a regular participant of the Wednesday morning coffee on Zoom and the online service of Compline, which has continued in our church. And in fact, we had a special service last night in his memory online. Friendships in this church, which helped to carry him through the dark days when Doreen went. Not that the sun ever shined as brightly again, without impediment, but the clouds gradually thinned, but his heart was never truly healed. Alan made the best of life that he could through his friendship with others and the care and interest in his whole family and his gentle, caring, laid-back nature. Our reading today, which was indeed read at Doreen's service too, has brought hope for generations, and still does. It's one that speaks of the hospitality of God, as we are given a picture of living in God's house with many dwelling places. Sociable again. What will it be like to live in God's house? Where is it? I can't say for certain. None of us can say what it will be like in that place prepared for all of us. God's house that we usually call heaven. But what we can say is that if we can imagine the most beautiful thing here on earth that we can think of, it has no comparison to the beauty of heaven. If we can imagine the greatest happiness and elation we have ever experienced, it has no comparison to the elation of heaven and the joy that is there. And although we cannot know exactly where heaven is, so sometimes we look up into the air as though heaven were above us, for God is everywhere. The most important thing to be confident in is knowing that where Alan is, Jesus is. And it's Jesus who can take us there too. Humankind has the capacity to do many amazing things, but one thing we cannot do with all our ingenuity is build our own doorway into heaven. I am the way, Jesus said, I am the way. And for us to go to God's heaven must be by God's way through Christ, his transforming love and redeeming power. As we sang, I triumph still if thou abides with me. Heaven, being God's domain, is all about the beauty of God's nature, the majesty of God, the glory of God. What we see here on earth is nothing compared to what we will see in heaven. What the world offers, as good as it is, cannot last forever. But what God has to offer is something that will never perish or deteriorate. What God offers is eternal, no sell-by date. Heaven, God's house, is a place where God's people will find peace and tranquility, and in the communion of the saints and all the redeemed, is a sociable place to be. I think it's extremely reassuring and comforting to know that both Alan and his beloved Doreen both believed in and knew the way there. And for that, we should be thankful to know that they are together, safe in God's eternal care, in the presence of Christ and in the power of the Spirit. Amen. So let us pray. Giving thanks for Alan, for those who mourn, and for our own readiness to live in the light of eternity. Eternal God and Father, we praise you that you have made people to share life together and to reflect your glory in the world. We thank you now for Alan, for all that we saw of your goodness and love in his life, for everything he gave to us, and for all that he means to each one of us, through all those special moments and memories that he leaves with us. As we too make that journey towards our own destiny, may we do so in the company of Jesus, who came to share our life, that we might share the life of eternity. Loving God, we come to you in shock and grief and confusion of heart. Help us to find peace in the knowledge of your love and kindness to all your children, and give us light to guide us out of our darkness into the assurance of your love, revealed to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Gracious God of all hope and consolation, you pursue us with untiring love, and you dispel the shadow of death with a bright dawn of life when you met us in your Son. Look in compassion on those who mourn at this time. We pray for Gareth, Alex, Helen, and all their families. Lead your people gently in their sadness and grief. Give them patient faith in times of darkness and strength to meet the times to come. We ask these prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We join together in the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We've now come to that time when we commend Alan to God's love and compassion. Alan, go forth from this world, O Christian soul, in the love of God the Father who created you, in the mercy of Jesus Christ who redeemed you, in the power of the Holy Ghost who strengthens you. May the heavenly host sustain you and the company of heaven enfold you. In communion with all the faithful, may you dwell this day in peace. Amen. This is what the Lord requires of you, only this, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.